police might not have the outlets for you to hook the curtains up yourself. It means that you would have to, I mean, you know, that I already have the things up there for you to hook up, and they might have another way. So therefore, that means you would have to try to use a type of hammer or something to try to hang
that's
curtains
right.
up there that way, and you're not gifted to do that.
Yes, sir.
It
might mess up the
wall. It might mess up something, and you don't want to do that because you want it to be professional on what you do.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
So therefore, that's the way, and so since this Montgomery Ward has it there, and they'll come out and do that for free, you know, the interior decorator and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And they'll come out and measure it for free and give you and give you an idea of their technique, of their knowledge of what would go good with that room there.
Yes, sir.
Then you look through that thing and pick it out with them and see if you look, and then you do that with some of the funds, because this funds that you know that you're supposed to pick up today, you got to utilize it to get. We got to complete that house.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yes.
So all praise to God. So you see what you're working with there, okay?
Yes, sir.
We want that. See, without them kind of curtains that go there, the front room still looks naked and bare.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Sir. That's right.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So I'll praise the teacher, and I got in the person of the master of water sleep. So that's why I say utilize that particular twosome that you're supposed to get from here in completing that house. And because the only other thing that goes out from there, goes out, is that particular aspect, like I was saying, about the bicycle for the sister and the brother.
Yes, sir.
And like I told the sister before you came in there, that I was telling her that you let them go in, and you go in with them, and you let them pick out the style bike that they want, but do not at this mere present exceed the $300. That's just a little bit more, but I mean, they shouldn't cost that. We're not going to go for them big price bikes right yet until we see the mannerism of the behavior pattern of the children.
Yes, sir.
But you understand what I mean? But you don't let them know that that's what you're going to go with. You want to see, do they reason, or do they have a moderation in their reasoning ability right now when they go in there to pick something?
Yes, sir.
So you let them pick, and then you see what the price is. Don't let them pick you and say, well, how much are we going to be able to spend? No, you pick out the bike first.
Yes, sir.
So you see where they are.
All right, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And I will give you a little leadway, or you can have a little leadway if it costs just a little bit more than $300. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know, but we're hoping that it costs only maybe $150 or something.
Yes, sir.
But we'll utilize by letting them pick, so we'll see what kind of mind do they have. Is it an extravagant mind that wants to be wasteful, or is it going to take under consideration already that I should be modest right now?
Yes, sir.
So it gives us an insight into the Allah God and the prison master, what he's around, the master, the master, the master, puts us in a position to get an insight. And therefore, you have to have this understanding, too. So it's nice to be concerned about getting your children to school, that you would go out there and start charging the batteries up, but we don't charge the batteries up and do things to violate the law.
Yes, sir.
You know, we charge the battery up to jump out there. Allah God and the prison master of Allah, Muhammad says, it's not against the laws of Islam for the law to say that you should have a driver's license to drive.
That's right, yes, sir.
So that's the law. That law is a law that Allah God. We got to have laws that balance out this lower kingdom down here.
Yes, sir.
We got to have stoplights and stuff. Those stoplights is not telling you to violate the laws of Islam. So when they're a certain way, you stop by it.
Allah God and the person of Master Wallace, Father Muhammad, Master my son of Elijah Muhammad, had me bring that up again because I was not sure. I answered Muhammad so called down. I was not sure whether or not she had a driver's license. But those of us who do, we cannot drive a stick. So we had to know these things.
Yes, ma'am. So all praise due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace, Father, with the knowledge of the degree of knowledge that you have in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, do not let Muslim brothers drive around or around him driving with no driver's license.
Yes, sir.
He did not do it, and neither did he allow his followers to do it.
Yes, sir. But sir, this is also, we need this imprint, especially to not, no, in no argument or anything like that, and just hearing it from you has that special added effect, sir.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
Well, yes,
see, just for another brother that's in the nature of Islam, for another brother to another brother, look, you don't drive it. Like, some brothers would not want to accept that unless they hear it directly from the messenger's mouth.
Oh, yes, sir.
But they would think that maybe the messenger would understand. No, the messenger would not understand an FOI or a brother that is in the Nation of Islam driving with no driver's license.
Yes, sir.
If you can drive, then here, he said, I'll go this. I'll give you the driver's license money. Go down there and get your driver's license, then you drive.
Yes, sir.
But don't just go out there and think you're going to drive a car and violate the laws of Islam, because that is the law. We respect the laws that govern an independent nation.
That's right.
We don't say that the laws are necessarily right.
Yes, sir.
But they're the laws that govern an independent nation, because you would want the people to respect your laws of of an independent nation of the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, I praise you to Allah God, the President of the Master of Mother Sifra, Muhammad, the President of the Messenger of the Messenger. Not carrying a gun is not asking you to violate the laws of Islam.
That's right, yes, sir.
So I'll praise you to Allah. When people read the teaching, they don't look into the somatic of the Messenger and say, we are here to, we are soldiers, but because of the misinterpretation of the word soldier, they think they mean, you say we're soldiers? Yes. They think that they mean you're supposed to go get you a knife, go get you a gun, go get you all this, a hand grenade. No, we're not that kind of soldier.
Right.
We're soldiering for Allah, God, and the President of the Master, the one that keeps around Muhammad, is best in the most underground Muhammad, and our works of the way of soldiering is that we're dealing with the battle of Armageddon, and the battle of Armageddon begins with the mind, so the battle of Armageddon begins with knowledge.
Yes, sir.
So the most honorable Imam said we must sharpen ourselves with the semantics of words. That means the nth degree breakdown of the words itself.
That's right, yes, sir.
That's a twin sword that goes out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
That cuts sharply.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why the most honorable Imam said we keep a Western dictionary with us at all times, or any kind of dictionary, and then the best dictionary to break the word down, break it all the way down so that you're sure that you understand what you're reading. Break down A, break down it, break it down to its nth degree to find out where the word it came into existence. Then you are a soldier with truth.
That's right. Yes, sir. Make it plain.
That would give me a better understanding than the truth than you sticking a gun in my face.
Yes,
tell me, understand this truth. That ain't gonna teach me nothing.
Yes, sir.
That's gonna put fear in me, maybe.
Yes, sir.
But I haven't learned nothing yet.
Yes, sir.
But that the gun makes me shake a little something.
Yes, sir.
If I'm that kind of person that would shake from a gun, I need something. I need the best gun, the best weapon in the world, and that's the weapon that brought the world and the universe into existence, and that's knowledge.
Yes, sir.
The pen is mightier than the gun. Because the pen did the writing that gave the education to the person that knows how to put the gun in the people's hands.
Yes, sir.
Control the people to make them use that gun in the way that they want them to use it. It's gotten through the knowledge that they write.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
So the pen and the most honorable life, I'm going to say, Allah God in the presence of Master Bada Tifa, I'm going to teach us with the pen.
Yes, sir.
And say, read the book.
That's right.
He didn't say, read the barrel on the gun. Hell, the gun couldn't have been made unless they had a book to abuse it and draw the diagram and everything for it, and to put the mathematics principles in the weapons of it.
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God, the presence of the Master of all the seasons, especially for the messenger, the most honorable and the highest one. So give me, if you put a stack of knowledge over this way, I don't care, you can fill the jackass up with the knowledge all the way up to the moon. And you sit a and you understand what I'm saying? And you sit money over on this end, well, I'm going to take the knowledge over here that's with the jackass, because the knowledge ain't doing the jackass any good anyway.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm going to take the knowledge because the fool and his money is soon part company fast.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
A fool and his dope part company fast.
Yes, sir.
A fool and his clothes part company fast.
Yes, sir.
A fool and his meal part company fair.
Yes, sir.
A fool and his mind part company fair, and they come in conflict with each other's ass. You
yes,
expect.
Sir. Yes, sir.
People can't even stand their own self.
That's right.
Messed up my money. Just, we ain't gonna do it the next time. Because I need something to eat now and I'm home. I ain't got no place to stay. Get the money the next time and do the same damn thing.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, the mentality in the body is not in harmony.
That's right. Yes.
It's just anybody.
That's right.
Isn't that true?
That's true. Yes,
it's
sir.
Bad when you cannot talk to each other as beings, and you know this to be the truth, that they got some people that can't even talk to their loved ones, can't even talk to their own child, can't even talk to their own mother or wife or grandparents, can't talk to no beings, but go out in the backyard or go on the steps and talk to a pit bull, a dog, or a rottweiler.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Come here. Come here, boy. You come by and nasty house. What the hell? What you talking to me for?
Yes, sir.
Don't know how to talk to one another. Don't know how to express love to one another, but so screwed up in the American way, and that's the way the American way teach you, that the only thing that you can express love to is a dog. Or maybe a car.
Yes, sir.
Or maybe an apple tree in the backyard. Or some people just expect love for the city. Oh, look, man. Shit. I'm bad, ain't I? You know, don't you wish you had one like this? Nigga. Can't talk to one another with respect. Talking pleasingly to the clothes and then call that, but nigga, how do I look? Shit, I know I'm tough. I've got mine, nigga. You see him swinging out, learning my shit, moving, you understand? And all that he's moving and he's hitting that in his visionary mind is another black behind.
Yes, sir. That's right.
They draw a gun, leave a cowboy moving, drawing guns real fast, trying to be a bloody Ringo, or wired up, and they draw the gun, shoot, bam, they don't see nothing white, they shoot, it black, bam, bam. If anything, and I was throwing a gun, I'd draw a gun and shoot my legs off so I'd fall by the book, the knowledge, bam, bam! Lay over there and say, I shot the right legs, I'm running the right prison because these legs was carrying me in another direction.
Yes, sir.
I shot my legs off under myself so I can fall into the book of knowledge to learn about everything and everybody else.
Yes, sir.
That'd be a wise move of shooting a gun if I just had to shoot a gun.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's a little hypothetical, but it's my way.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Like I tell a person in the first place, rather than go to the teacher and go into these hidden universities and be striking for better food and be, you know, rallying and getting into the cause of people that want to riot stuff because they're not feeding us right and not doing this right, not letting us shower right. Well, I'm not going to throw my hat into the ring for that. I'll throw my hat into the ring for rolling out the barrels and breaking out the whips and stuff. So therefore, it would have fight when the person said, man, I don't want to go in there because it's too horrible.
Yes,
sir. Rather than throw my hat into the circular, I can go in there and they say, man, I'll give you 25 years or 50 years. And the person jump up, I can do that standing on my head, your honor.
Yes, sir.
So they don't think about nothing but coming in here. It don't frighten them to come in here.
Yes, sir.
Because they get fried eggs.
Yes, sir.
The canteen.
Yes, sir.
They're getting these here family visits.
Yes, sir.
They get everything that they want. So what the hell, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they can do that standing on their head. But you make it so horrible that they got the guillotines in here and stuff. You make it be the pit bulls and waking up in the morning, biting you in your butt. You'll see how many of us will be in here.
Yes, sir.
Won't be too many of us in here. I guarantee you that. If you did something to come in here, you'd make them hold court with you on the street wherever you are rather than come in here.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
So I'll praise the truth to the Lord. I'm not throwing my hat into the ring. And like I told the person in the first place, I used to teach people, let me tell you something. If I was a wise person and I was getting ready to go away, and say if I had to go to the hidden universities or somewhere, I would know that if I love my loved ones, then I'm going to put my loved ones in charge of somebody else that I know that is reliable.
Yes, sir.
I'm just not going to leave my so-called wife or my so-called girlfriend or my so-called children out there by themselves for somebody, for them to get caught in a revolting government of a hungry or a want, and somebody else come along in a time of maybe a weakness and commit some form of fornication or commit some form of becoming associated with the person so that they accidentally might fall into love with that person, and that person might not be a good character for that person to fall in love with, and they take the queen that I love and the children and take them away to another state or somewhere, or kick their butt and make them go to another state, whether they want to or not, you understand, or get them involved, because she had to have something to eat or have some kind of companionship, so now you're not going to be able to see them, but if you had left them in charge of someone of your close associate, your friend, your best so-called partners or whatever, at least you would have been able to get a visit from her and see where she's at and know where she's at.
Yes, sir.
You say, what you mean? You mean give my partner my woman? I say, if he's your partner, that's the best thing to put in control of your woman.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying thinking in the way of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
At least you know where she's at.
Yes, sir.
At least you know that your partner will bring you a visit.
Yes, sir.
So he might have to scratch her itch sometime.
Yes, sir.
But I'd rather him scratch her itch and some stranger come by and scratch after it?
Yes, sir.
And she turned into something like an acting bitch?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
That's hard to take, but who said that knowledge was easy?
That's true, yes, sir.
It's hard to stomach, but it's not hard to stomach to the wise.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So if I was getting ready to go, I said, look, man, I'm getting ready to go away. Look, sister, I'm going to make you say you love me. You're going to hear me. You're going to understand me. Then I want you to be with this brother here. I said, listen to this now. I'm not to beat you. If you got an itch, let this brother scratch your itch for you.
Yes, sir.
So then I'm going to put y'all two together to take care of each other. You know, I know that you have your own lady friend, and hopefully she will understand that. But lady, your lady friend, my lady friend, my friend, do you understand that, Sister Kennedy? Were you about, I get the understanding of the, between the two of them about this other person, the female that I love, and it's the only way that it would help ease the burden of me going away.
Yes, sir.
Do that make logical sense to you peoples there?
Yes, sir.
Who said yes, sir?
So-called Donna.
Yes, so-called
Lorraine. Well, I'm glad it makes sense to you two.
It's hard, but sometimes the best things are hard. All I got in person, I swear to you, Father Muhammad, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Because the